Welcome to Why They Fail, the podcast that pulls back the curtain on why continuous improvement efforts fail. Buckle up, because we're not here for motivational fluff. We're dissecting the short-sighted decisions and leadership agendas that sabotage CI success. But don't worry, we'll clue you in to the few simple keys to success to avoid these pitfalls. If you're ready for the truth, let's do this.
Welcome to Why They Fail and the Simple Key to Success. I'm your host, Kevin Clay. Today, we're diving into a deceptive trend I call lean snake oil. Many companies are being sold a half-truth, adopting lean tools because they seem easy, while completely avoiding the data-driven power of Six Sigma. It's a recipe for failure. In this episode, two of our top Master Black Belt mentors, Frank and Lola, are here to break down why this happens and what the consequences are. Let's listen in.
Welcome to The Deep Dive, where we unpack the most critical challenges facing businesses today. I'm Frank, a Master Black Belt, here at Six Sigma Development Solutions.
And I'm Lola, also a Master Black Belt. Great to be here.
You know, as consultants, we see this pattern pretty often, don't we?
Oh, constantly. These continuous improvement efforts. They launch with so much energy, right? Big investment, lots of optimism.
Yeah, and they just sort of fizzle out.
Exactly. Lose momentum. Sometimes they just collapse entirely.
It's the big question we get called in to help answer at Six Sigma Development Solutions. Mm-hmm. What's really going on? Why did these promising projects just fall short?
Yeah.
And a lot of our thinking today, it's really informed by Kevin Clay's work, especially his Why They Fail series on YouTube. He's brilliant at shining a light on the real issues.
He really is. He pulls back the curtain on, well, often it's this craving for the quick fix instead of doing the foundational work. That's what ends up sabotaging success.
It's a theme we've touched on before, hasn't it? Directly linking to Kevin's points.
Yeah, definitely. Like those one-hit wonder companies we talked about.
Oh, right. The Green Belt gets certified, does one great project.
And then crickets. They're just left there. No infrastructure, no real buy-in from the top, certainly no pipeline of future projects.
Which is a massive leadership failure, fundamentally.
Totally. And it stems from that same desire, you know, wanting the easy button, refusing to build something solid, something that lasts.
And that thinking, that desire for the easy path, it brings us right to today's topic.
Mm-hmm. This kind of insidious trend that's really taking over the continuous improvement world.
Often called lean snake oil.
Exactly.
So our mission for you today, listening in, is really to unpack this quick fix idea.
Yeah, to dissect it.
And more importantly, show you the keys, which are actually pretty simple, to building continuous improvement that's, well, phenomenal. Sustainable.
It's about understanding where things go wrong so you can avoid those traps in your own organization.
Because that quick fix mentality, wanting something just because it feels easier.
That's exactly what this lean snake oil feeds on. It's this alluring promise that honestly leads to disappointment if you don't have the right foundation.
You really can't miss it if you look around.
No, it's everywhere.
Go to any business conference, you know, scroll through LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah.
You're just flooded. Lean expos, lean summits, lean consultants, all promising total transformation.
And they're all singing the praises of lean. Just lean.
Yeah.
As if it's the only answer.
And if you listen closely, what's missing?
Well, you almost never hear the words Six Sigma.
Right.
And data. Forget about it. Sometimes it feels like you're not supposed to even mention data. It's all lean all the time.
It's so true. We hear it, I mean, literally every week here at Six Sigma Development Solutions. We talk to potential clients, sharp people.
From all sorts of companies, big and small.
And the conversation, it's almost always the same script. Right. They say, look, we need to be practical here.
Lean feels like something our people can actually get behind.
It's just easier to adopt. That's the phrase they use.
But then they lean in a bit.
And they admit their big fear. That Six Sigma stuff, you know, the heavy data analysis, understanding variation.
Well, standard deviation.
Our biggest worry is paralysis by analysis. We mentioned standard deviation and their eyes just glaze over.
Yeah. Easier to adopt. Paralysis by analysis. It sounds like they're consciously choosing not to use data, right?
It does.
But I think it's often deeper than that. It's about comfort. Most leaders, I mean, they got where they are by solving problems using experience, gut feel, maybe some emotion.
Making quick decisions under pressure.
Exactly. It's how they're conditioned. So when a consultant comes along and says, Hey, you don't need all that complicated math and data.
Just use these simple, intuitive lean tools.
It validates their existing worldview. It feels right. It feels efficient.
And that's where the snake oil comes pouring out.
Precisely. These consultants or providers, they see this fear, this comfort zone, and they capitalize. They've bottled up maybe half the solution.
The lean half.
Right. And they sell it like it's the whole cure, right. The elixir.
Conveniently forgetting to mention that, you know, by only using lean tools, your company is basically operating with half a brain.
And reaching just a tiny fraction of its real potential.
You just can't function optimally like that. It reminds me of an analogy.
Okay.
To me, lean and Six Sigma, they're like the two hemispheres of the human brain.
Ah, I like that. Connected, working together.
Exactly. You need both for the body, the organization, to work at its best.
Okay, break that down. The lean hemisphere.
That's like the right brain. It's creative, it's tactile, tangible. It likes to touch and feel and see things.
So this is where you find your qualitative tools.
Yeah, the ones based on experience, team brainstorming, getting people involved.
Things like five whys, fishbone diagrams.
Value stream mapping.
Yeah.
Seeing the flow.
Right, visual tools.
And let's be super clear here. These lean tools, they are phenomenal. Absolutely critical.
Oh, definitely.
They help you visualize waste, see the process, get people engaged. We tell clients all the time at Six Sigma Development Solutions, a lot of your quick wins,
yep.
Your immediate ROI, it's going to come from these basic lean tools.
They are powerful, no question.
But as you said, that's still only half the brain.
Right. So the Six Sigma hemisphere, that's the left brain.
Logical, analytical.
Like mathematical, oh. Yeah. This part doesn't rely on gut feelings or what we think is happening.
It relies on data. Cold, hard facts.
Exactly. It uses statistical analysis to prove, with confidence, what's actually going on in the process.
Quantifying the problem.
Yeah.
Testing hypotheses properly.
And validating, really validating, that a solution has made a statistically significant improvement, something that will actually stick.
So thinking about human nature, that preference for the tangible, the quick result, which half do most companies lean towards first?
Well, they often gravitate towards that lean half, the right brain.
And why?
Because it feels easier. It's tangible, like you said.
Yeah.
But mostly they avoid the other half because they fear the data.
That perceived complexity, yeah. The paralysis by analysis they mentioned.
Yeah. So they grab on to the comfortable half solution.
Yeah.
Which is ultimately incomplete.
I have a story, an analogy that really nails this difference between just lean and the whole brain approach.
Okay, let's hear it.
Imagine a football coach holding tryouts for a new kicker. It's Tuesday, big game Saturday.
Right. Pressure's on.
Two candidates. He puts the ball down 30 yards out, dead center, tells each guy, kick 100 footballs.
Okay. Simple test.
Kicker number one steps up. He's amazing. Kicks all 100 balls, and every single one goes through the uprights. Perfect score.
Wow.
Okay. From a purely lean perspective, you'd say success.
Right.
The process worked 100% of the time. Goal achieved.
Seems like it.
But you look closer. His kicks, they're kind of all over the place within the goalposts. Some just sneak inside the right post. Some just inside the left. Some barely clear the crossbar. Others are high, but still scattered.
Ah, okay. So he's accurate. They all went in, but he's not.
He's not precise. Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. Kicker number two.
Kicker two steps up. Also kicks 100 balls. Also, every single one goes through the uprights. Another perfect score.
Okay. So same result on the surface.
But his kicks are different. Every single ball sails directly through the center of the goalposts, splits the uprights.
Yeah.
Almost zero variation.
Ah. So he's accurate, A&D precise.
Bingo. Now, from that lean-only viewpoint, just looking at, did it go in?
They look the same. Same capability. 100% success rate.
But who are you putting in the game Saturday night? When it's windy, maybe raining, the crowd's screaming?
You're taking kicker number two. Every single time. No-brainer. He's reliable, consistent.
Of course. Common sense tells you he's far more capable, especially when conditions change.
And this is where Six Sigma comes in, right?
This is exactly it. Six Sigma is the tool set, the mindset, that lets you understand that critical difference.
It's not just asking, did the ball go through?
No. It uses data to understand the kicker's ability, not just to score, but to hit the exact center again and again and again. It measures that variation.
And then helps you reduce it to get closer to that perfect centered kick every time.
Precisely. And the fear, the fear of that analysis, the statistics that clearly show kicker two is way better than kicker one.
Even though they both succeeded by the simple measure.
That fear is what drives so many companies into the comforting but ultimately flawed world of lean only.
They focus on whether the kick was good enough instead of measuring how good it really was and how to make it consistently perfect.
Right.
Under pressure.
Yeah, this isn't just a fun football story, is it?
No, no, not at all. This is the absolute heart of why so many continuous improvement efforts, those ones that start strong,
why they ultimately fail to deliver lasting results.
Yeah. A company uses some lean tools, they fix a surface problem, maybe they even see a little bump, an improvement.
They celebrate, put up a banner.
Right. But because they didn't use data, didn't use the Six Sigma side of the brain to really understand the root cause or measure the true impact.
That improvement, it's short-lived.
Exactly. We see it all the time in our work at Six Sigma Development Solutions. The improvement happens then, slowly, inevitably. Yeah. It drifts back.
Back to where it started. Or close to it.
Because the underlying system, the real variation, it wasn't understood. It wasn't actually fixed.
It was like putting a Band-Aid on a deep wound.
Perfect analogy. Looks okay for a bit, but the real problem is still there, festering. The lean-only approach just leaves you vulnerable for it to pop up again, maybe somewhere else.
Because the root cause wasn't nailed down with data.
And that's the real disservice here.
It really is. Lean is amazing. We teach it. We use it. It's essential.
Absolutely essential for seeing waste, for engaging teams.
It's incomplete by itself.
Totally. And the consultants, the providers who sell lean as the only answer, they're doing clients a massive disservice.
They're selling snake oil, plain and simple.
And maybe they do it for profit. Or maybe, frankly, they just don't know how to do the data analysis themselves. Either way.
The result is the same. They're asking the plumber to build the whole house.
Yeah. And we all know how that turns out.
Not well.
Not well at all. Look, true, sustainable breakthrough improvement. It demands the whole brain.
Both sides.
You need the tangible, visual, engaging tools of lean. And you need the analytical, data-driven rigor of Six Sigma.
To find the real root causes, to optimize properly, to make sure the fix actually sticks.
You just cannot solve deep systemic problems using only the same kind of gut feel thinking that maybe contributed to them in the first place.
Yeah.
You need the precision data gives you.
So, okay, here's the call to action. For you, listening.
Yeah.
The next time some consultant comes in promising transformation.
Yeah.
You know, with just a few simple tools, no messy data involved.
Think of the kickers.
Think of those football kickers.
Yeah.
And ask yourself, are we okay with just getting the ball somewhere through the uprights?
Or do we want to build a team, a process that can split the goalposts every single time, no matter what?
Stop settling for the warm, fuzzy feeling. The easy answer.
Stop buying the snake oil.
Demand the whole brain.
Absolutely. And look, if you want more on this, more real-world examples of why efforts fail and how to build that sustainable culture, Kevin Clay's book, Why They Fail, is fantastic.
Really practical strategies in there.
Totally. And he actually offers a free copy. We'll put the link in the show notes for this deep dive. Definitely check that out.
And that same link, it's also your way to find out more about how we at Six Sigma Development Solutions can help you avoid these exact pitfalls.
Yeah, if you want to really get this right.
We offer public green belt, black belt training, gosh, 52 locations around the world now, plus virtual options, of course.
Or we can bring customized training right to your site, tailored for your team.
And if you like learning online at your own pace, we have really robust online certification training too.
Basically, lots of ways to get the help you need. Don't let your efforts become another statistic. The info's at SixSigmaDevelopmentSolutions.com or just hit the link in the notes.
So there it is. The allure of lean snake oil. It's seductive, right?
Promises an easy path. Feels good. Does it push you out of your comfort zone?
But as we've seen today, that path, it's really a dead end.
It's the path of that first kicker. Accurate sometimes, maybe, but not precise, not reliable.
Lasting success. The kind that really transforms. It's not built on gut feel. It's not built using only half the brain.
It's built by having the courage to integrate Lean's power with Six Sigma's rigor.
Demanding proof, not just accepting good enough.
So here's the challenge for you this week, a final thought.
Look hard at your own organization's improvement efforts. Ask the tough question.
Are we really operating with our whole brain? Or have we maybe bought a bottle of that lean snake oil?
Hoping for that miracle cure while kind of ignoring the data that holds the real key.
Don't just settle for getting the ball through the uprights. Build a process so precise, so robust.
That you split the goalposts every single time.
Stop buying the easy answer. Start building that foundation for real, sustainable success.